Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on rag poisoning, the attack that turns your trusted knowledge base into a weapon against your own LLM. I'll walk you through building a vulnerable pipeline with Chroma and Ollama, show you exactly how to poison it, and then we'll lock it down. This is hands-on keyboard stuff, folks. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Retrieval augmented generation emerged from Facebook AI Research's 2020 paper introducing the RAG paradigm. The architecture solved hallucination by grounding LLM responses in retrieved documents. Security researchers immediately spotted the problem. You've just created a new injection surface. The first formal treatment of RAG poisoning came from Gershak et al. In their 2023 indirect prompt injection paper, demonstrating that retrieved content could carry adversarial payloads. Zhou et al. Expanded this with poison RAG in 2024, showing black box attacks against production systems. The fundamental vulnerability is implicit trust in retrieved context. RAG pipelines assume documents in the vector store are benign. The architecture conflates data retrieval with instruction. Embeddings don't distinguish between factual content and adversarial directives. When semantic search returns the top K most relevant chunks, it optimizes for similarity, not safety. Vector embeddings preserve semantic meaning but strip security context. Cosine similarity doesn't measure adversarial intent. Retrieved chunks are concatenated into prompts with no sanitization. The LLM processes poisoned context as authoritative ground truth. Here's my take on this. RAG systems treat their knowledge base as trusted memory, but that memory is often writable by attackers through document uploads, web scraping, or compromised data pipelines. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. 1. Bing Chat/Copilot indirect injection, February 2023, security researcher Johan Reberger demonstrated that Bing Chat could be manipulated via hidden text on indexed web pages. Microsoft acknowledged the vulnerability after he published proof-of-concept attacks showing data exfiltration through crafted web content. 2. ChatGPT plugin RAG exploitation, May 2023, researchers at NVIDIA disclosed that ChatGPT plugins using retrieval could be poisoned through adversarial documents. The attack allowed extraction of conversation history via carefully crafted markdown injections. 3. Lang Chain RAG Vulnerability CVE 2023-36189, July 2023, a critical vulnerability in Lang Chain's document loaders allowed arbitrary code execution when processing malicious documents intended for RAG ingestion. CVSS 9.8. 4. Poison RAG Academic Demonstration, February 2024, Zhou et al. Achieved 90% plus attack success rates against GPT-4 and Claude-based RAG systems using only 5 poisoned documents in a corpus of 10,000. Here's my take on this. The Lang Chain CVE shows the deeper problem: RAG pipelines trust document loaders, embeddings, and retrieval logic. Each is an attack surface most teams haven't threat modeled. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized testing of an internal RAG system. We'll build a vulnerable pipeline, then poison it. 1. Environment setup. Install dependencies. We're using Chroma for vector storage, Ollama for local LLM inference, and Lang Chain for orchestration. 2. Build the vulnerable RAG pipeline. 3. Craft and inject poison documents. The attack uses semantic proximity to target queries while embedding adversarial instructions. 4. Demonstrate the hijack. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Document the attack for your report. Here's my take on this. The K parameter in retrieval is your attack surface multiplier. Higher K means more chances for poisoned docs to slip into context. Test with k equals 1 through k equals 10 to find the exploitation threshold. Defense playbook. Detection: log every document ingestion with cryptographic hashes. Monitor for embedding drift. Sudden changes in vector space clusters indicate potential poisoning. Alert on documents containing known injection patterns, system, ignore, override. Prevention, implement document provenance tracking. Every chunk needs an immutable source chain. Use separate embedding spaces for user uploaded versus verified content. Apply output filtering to detect when LLM responses contradict source documents. Control mappings. MITRE ATLAS AML. T0020, poison training data, content validation at ingestion. OWASP LLM 03:2025, supply chain, document source verification. Validation, rerun the attack playbook quarterly. Inject test poisoned documents and verify they're blocked or flagged before reaching production. Here's my take on this. Implement document signing and provenance tracking now. If you can't cryptographically prove a document's origin, it shouldn't enter your RAG pipeline. Top 3 vendors for protection. Protect AI, NB Defense and Guardian. Protect AI's NB Defense scans ML artifacts including vector databases for malicious content. Guardian provides runtime protection for RAG pipelines with document-level threat scoring. Best for organizations needing CI/CD integration for ML security. Limitation: requires significant tuning to reduce false positives on legitimate technical documentation. LakeRegard. LakeRegard's API-based solution provides real-time detection of prompt injections in both input and retrieved context. Their injection classifier catches most indirect injection patterns in RAG contexts. Ideal for API gateway deployment. Limitation: latency overhead, 50 to 100 milliseconds, may impact real-time applications. Hidden Layer AI Sec Platform. Hidden Layer monitors model behavior and data pipeline integrity, detecting poisoning attacks through anomaly detection on embedding distributions. Strong forensic capabilities for post-incident analysis. Limitation: enterprise pricing puts it out of reach for smaller teams, on-prem deployment complexity. Here's my take on this. LakeRegard's injection detection is the most mature for RAG specifically. The others are stronger on broader ML security but still catching up on retrieval-specific attacks. None fully solve the provenance problem yet. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. RAG systems are vulnerable because semantic similarity search doesn't distinguish between factual content and adversarial instructions. Embeddings preserve meaning, not intent. Takeaway 2. The poison RAG research demonstrated 90% plus attack success with just 5 malicious documents in a 10,000 document corpus. The needle poisons the haystack. Takeaway 3. Attack success depends on K, retrieval count. Higher K values increase the probability of poisoned documents entering context. Takeaway 4. Implement document signing and provenance tracking as your first defensive control. Unsigned documents should never enter production vector stores. Takeaway 5. LakeRegard currently offers the most mature RAG-specific injection detection, combined with content scanning at ingestion for defense in depth. That's RAG poisoning from injection to defense. Remember, your vector database is a trust boundary, and most teams haven't realized it yet. Get document provenance in place before someone else tests your pipeline for you. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.